Listening Test 4, Part 3. You will hear 5 short extracts in which people talk about why they changed their job. For questions 19 to 23, choose from the list A to H the main reason each person gives for their last change of job. Use the letters only once. There are 3 extra letters which you do not need to use. You now have 30 seconds to look at part 3. Speaker 1.
In many respects, there isn't a great deal of difference between my previous job in a large insurance company and this one, certainly in terms of my duties, my chances of promotion, and the salary, which remains just about adequate for my needs. The only real exception is that in my current one, I have 26 days off annually, compared to 20 before. That was the crucial factor when I made my decision, as I love to spend my free time out of doors, especially after sitting in an office 9 to 5 every day.
Speaker 2.
Making the change actually meant taking a drop in salary, but I feel it was worth it. Although the work I used to do at the advertising agency was sometimes interesting, after 5 years, I felt I'd managed to do everything I was likely to achieve there, and it was time I took on something new. I needed to really test my ability and skill, rather than just receive a good salary for a job well done, even if it involved working slightly longer hours and taking fewer holidays, and with little chance of promotion. I also had to move to another city, but as I don't have kids, that wasn't a major problem.
Speaker 3.
I'm making a good living now, certainly in comparison to the situation at my previous company, where I barely brought in enough to live on. I also get 5 weeks off a year instead of 4, though that was a less significant factor in my decision to move, as was the 2-hour reduction in the working week. I'm still working in the import-export business, though dealing with customers over the phone, by email, or by video conferencing, rather than in their own countries.
Speaker 4.
I'm still in the same flat I was in before I began work here, though I actually don't mind that because it's a pleasant enough place, and with only a slight increase in my salary, I couldn't afford anywhere bigger anyway. What really appealed to me when I saw the job ad was the chance to be in the fresh air all day, so I applied immediately, in spite of the fact that the working hours are considerably longer than in most other kinds of work, and the prospects of promotion are rather limited.
Speaker 5.
In the small manufacturing firm where I used to work, I'd long felt that I wasn't really going anywhere. So when the opportunity to work here came along, I took it straight away. Not that the salary or the conditions, such as the working hours or holidays, were particularly attractive, but they were offering in-company training that should eventually ensure, perhaps in a few years, that I reach a higher position. The only disadvantage of that would be that I'd probably have to move to a bigger city, but overall it'd be worthwhile, I think.
That is the end of part 3. Now turn to part 4.